Hi, today we're going to talk about the environmental impacts of COVID-19.
Did you know that reduction of emissions will likely help Germany achieve greenhouse emissions goals? Stay with us to learn more!
COVID-19 is an infectious disease caused by a recently discovered coronavirus. This virus was first identified in humans at the end of 2019 in the Chinese town of Wuhan, and it is believed that bats spread it to humans.
COVID-19 is the latest example of how human impact on biodiverse areas and wildlife habitats is linked to the spread of infectious diseases. After the novel coronavirus broke out, it didn't take long for conspiracy theorists to claim it was manufactured in a nearby lab. Since the human being is confined to the home, his expenses have increased as he needs more resources for his survival, having this impact on the environment. However, with the decrease in the use of cars and pause in factories, for example, the ozone layer has been less attacked, and there is less waste that ends up in the oceans and forests, giving space to other forms of life on Earth to survive.
During this period of fear and panic, there has been an increase in waste production. Hospitals' garbage has quadruplicated for 200 tons daily. There has also been an increase in the number of plastic packaging due to the increasing amount of takeaway meals delivered every day.
COVID-19 has been referenced as a miracle in terms of reduction in pollutants emissions, with a drop of 8% in carbon dioxide emissions. This is based on a reduction in the number of flights, less transportation, and due to the closure of factories. Also, there has been an increased use of renewable sources of energy during the lockdown, due to a decreased requirement of energy. In fact, there has been a drop of 14% in energy usage only in Europe, which made the United Kingdom independent from coal during this period.
This pandemic situation brought a new way to look at the planet and its problems. An important thing which has happened, and that Philip talked about, is reduction of levels of carbon dioxide. This brings inspiration for some people who are starting to help the planet and starting to be more environmentalists. The governments of different countries began to applicate green policies, but we need to do more. Some examples of what we have to change in the future are: minimize the amount of energy used and continue to invest in green renewable energy, reduce the consumption in everything we can, apply the 5 R's, refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose and recycle, and do other things that you think can help the planet. Remember, we have to protect the environment so that we can live better lives.
Yeah, and this is particularly important because some studies have already shown that despite the huge decrease of emissions of carbon dioxide at the present moment, we need to maintain this rate of decline to avoid exceeding the 1.5 degrees Celsius climate goal agreed in Paris 5 years ago. And we can't look at this pandemic as an excuse to increase emissions again.
So, this is it. We hope you enjoyed our episode. See you next time!